刘慧正，
哦，我们这现在再一次欢迎我们的刘慧珍牧师。
Pastor Liu has come here and served us multiple times, so I'm not going to have a detailed introduction of him.
刘牧师已经来到我们中间好多次了，所以我不再会详细的介绍他。
And at this time, I'd like to again once again welcome Pastor Liu and Mrs. Liu in our midst.
我们再次欢迎刘牧师和刘师母。
好，弟兄姐妹们跟朋友们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
今天的内容很重要，而且相当的多。
Today's content is very important and also plenty.
加上还要翻译。
And also we have to translate.
所以希望弟兄姐妹跟朋友们稍微专心一下。
So I hope that you can focus and pay attention.
我尽量讲得比较快一点。
I try to talk faster.
但是也很可能会超时。
And maybe I'll exceed the time.
如果超过时间的话，请大家原谅一下。
I ask for your forgiveness.
因为讲完以后，你会发觉说今天的信息还不错。
And maybe you'll find that the content is not too bad.
我们跟大家分享的今天的信息呢，是基督徒的特征。
Today I'm talking about the characteristics of Christians.
我想先问大家一下，你认为基督徒的特征是什么
？I ask you what is the characteristic of a Christian?
特别在座的有没有还没有信主的慕道的朋友
？Anyone who have not received Christ yet, who are still seekers？
我记得上次来的时候，那边还有四五位的样子。有吗？
有一个。
有吗？可不可以请问你一下，你认为你看的基督徒，这旁边的这些基督徒
？Maybe I'll ask you, what do you think about the Christian around you? What are their characteristics？
没什么差别。
Any difference？
好，谢谢。哎，不错嘛，哈。
It's not too bad.
所以基督徒是不是有基督徒是不是好人呢
？Are they good people?
他们有没有爱心
？Are they loving?
好像有爱心哦。
Maybe they have love.
他们愿意去帮忙一些人。
They are willing to help.
甚至于讲说，他们有信仰。
They have faith.
对不对？再进一步的讲说，基督徒，他们。还记得星期天去教会
，and they also go to service on Sundays。
那还有十几位在线上
，and then additional person online。
对，好像这是我们一般人对基督徒的印象。
That may be the impression of typically Christians。
还有更进一步的印象，哦，基督徒好像也会祷告。
And then also maybe they pray。
是不是
？Is that true？
甚至于说，哎，基督徒对圣经还有些认识，有经。
And they also know the Bible。
对不对
？True。
对不对？这些是基督徒的特征吗
？Those are characteristics of a Christian.
我讲的是特征。
What is characteristic?
特征吗
？Is it a special thing?
是特征吗
？Is it a special trait?
答案是不是
？The answer is no.
因为你任何其他的宗教信仰的人也是一样。
Because other religious followers are like that too.
没有差别。
There isn't any difference.
好，那就是要问垮你们了。
So now I'm going to ask you,
基督徒的特征到底是什么
？What is the real characteristic of a Christian？
今天信息帮助各位晓得说基督徒的特征是什么
？And today's message is help you understand what that characteristics are。
不仅是知道啊
，It's not also that kind of somewhat simple。
最后的时候还举了两类的重要的例子
，And two important examples at the end，
来帮助主内的弟兄姐妹们怎么从现在开始活出来真正的基督徒的特征。
So that I can help you live out that special traits of a Christian.
这个不能归罪于大家。
And this is not something to kind of like condemn you.
因为很可能，我不是讲说牧师或者怎么样
啊。I'm not talking about the pastor or something.
教会有个趋势。
There is a trend in churches.
好像说严厉的或者正统的很少讲了。
And then the conservative churches don't talk about it.
结果呢，大家慢慢的以为说，哦，听到的就是这么一回事。
And then you may think that, oh, just it's just like that.
好了，我们言归正传。
Now let's go back to our main topic.
基督徒的特征呢，我想了半天。
I thought about for a long time.
结果我发现说，哥罗西书的第三章第三节啊，这一节的经文，
And I find that Colossians 3:3.
这个字体会不会稍微浅一点？大家可以看得见吗？
Can you see it?
可以哈。我再念一遍啊，哥罗西书的第三章的第三节说：“因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。”Your
life is now hidden with the Lord.
我初信的时候啊。When
I first believe.
对于这节的经文，好多年下来的时候。 都不知道，搞不清楚这些经文到底在讲什么。I
really didn't understand what this meant for a few years.
各位能不能帮忙一下解释一下这个经文到底讲什么？
Can you explain what this really means?
你看，如果照着字面呢？
According to the words,
说你们已经死了。You're
dead.
那下一句话说你们的生命，死了怎么还有生命呢？
And then it says your life. What about you're dead? And how come you have life?
那与基督一同藏起来。And
then you're hidden with Christ.
是不是我起先的了解说，哦，我们的生命死了，我们死的生命与基督一同死了。
Is it our dead life dead together with Christ?
是这解释吗？
Is that that explanation?
我死掉的生命与基督已经死了，然后我们一起藏在神里面，死掉的生命。My
dead life together with Christ is hidden in God.
哎，你看那字面这样子，好像又可以解释得通。Literally
sounded like that.
有没有人赞成这种的解释？
Anyone agree with this explanation?
没有人好像觉得说，哎，应该是不对的嘛。
And then he said, "Man, that doesn't sound right."
那反过来讲，第一句话是死了嘛，对不对？
And then if you look at the first sentence, it says you're dead.
那第二句话，你们的生命怎么还死了以后还有生命呢？
And then how come you still have life after you're dead?
那这个生命怎么没有活出来，还又跟基督又藏起来了呢？
And how come it's all hidden with Christ in God?
大家明白了这一点了吗？
Do you understand this?
我一直不明白。
I still did not. I didn't understand.
各位弟兄姐妹们，你们对这节的经文真的明白了吗？
Do you really understand this?
因为我问的这个问题，我问自己啊，几年来的时候一直不了解这节经文到底在讲什么。
I've been asking myself, what does it really mean?
今天有这个机会跟弟兄姐妹们来稍微的分享一下这节的真正的意义在哪里。
So today I have an opportunity to share with you what this really meant.
很简单。
Very simply.
不过呢。 解释起来不容易。But
it's really not easy to explain.
我是说导论起来是不容易。And
then also just really trying to interpret it is difficult.
使用很短的时间就把这节的经文可以解释完毕了。It's
really need, if you only use a short period of time to try to explain it.
那一共大概有三个重点嘛。There
are three important points.
第一个重点就是说已经死了。First
is we already died.
就是说，我们救人，因为我们信耶稣了以后呢，我们的救人呢，已经与主耶稣基督同死了，不再是属于罪恶的这个权势的，这个罪的奴仆了。Our
old self had died with Christ, and we were no longer slaves of sin.
这个大家都晓得了，对不对？
We all know that.
好了，那下一句话呢，就值得思考了。The
next sentence we need to meditate.
下一句话说，那我们的生命呢，与基督一同藏着，先藏起来。
And our lives are hidden together with Christ.
这解释什么呢？说信徒呢拥有从耶稣基督来的新的生命，并且呢与基督联合。It
means that we have this new life that come from Christ, and then we are united with Him.
这句话是一个转折点了。It
is really a turning point.
Yeah, turning point 是一个转折点，很重要。It's
a turning point important.
这个重要就是说，我们已经死了，可是我们有复活的生命。
We are dead, but we have this new resurrected life.
有新的生命,
a new life.
那是要在基督里面有新的生命,
in Christ's new life.
那最后一句话又怎么为什么一从跟基督怎么会藏在神里面呢?
And why is it in the end says that we're hidden together with Christ in God?
最后一句话的话不容易了解.
The last sentence is not easy to understand.
那我们试着说用简单的话来解释最后一句话啊。Let's
try to use simple words to explain it.
是说呢，这个新的生命呢，受到神完全的保守。This
new life is all kept by God.
现今呢，在世界上面好像是一个隐藏的，但是将来呢，必在荣耀中显明。The
world right now seems hidden, but in the future will be revealed in glory.
纵然我们现在是隐藏在这世界中的时候呢，但是什么呢？ 这个隐藏神保守的生命呢，撒旦不能够夺去，世界不能够毁坏，同时死亡不能够吞灭。This
new life that is hidden, sin cannot take away, the world cannot destroy, and death cannot swallow.
这是好的无比的恩典啊！
This is a wonderful grace.
所以我们有这个保障。
We have this assurance.
是不用害怕。
We're not afraid.
撒旦也好，世人世界也好，或者说这个死亡带来的任何的恐惧。
We do not have to fear Satan, the world, or death.
因为我们在基督里面了。
Because we're in Christ.
我们不用担心。
We're not worried.
不用害怕。
We're not afraid.
但是要活出来基督徒的特征。
But we need to live out the special characteristics of a Christian.
好了，我受了感动，说我就用这一节的经文呢，作为今天信息的开始。
I want to use this verse as the beginning of our sermon today.
我们可以简单的一个结论，我们已经开始结论了。
We need to see our conclusion.
从这一节的经文的结论说，基督徒的特征到底是什么
？What is the characteristic of a Christian?
谜题揭晓。
And this is you look at it and you will know.
三个重点。
Three important points.
基督徒的特征呢是认罪悔改。
The first one is we confess and repent.
第二个更新的生命。
A renewed life.
第三呢在基督里。
In Christ.
答案已经在这里了。
This is the answer.
弟兄姐妹们，刚刚我问的一开始问大家的问题的时候，有没有人想到这些
？Did you think about this when I asked you earlier?
有没有想到这些
？Did you think about that?
慕道的朋友，你有没有看到基督徒有这些
？For the seekers, do you see this is for a Christian?
有了，不错啊。
It's good.
那我们今天呢，大家要抓到这个的重点。
Let's take these important points.
要活出来。
We need to live them out.
基督徒的特征
The characteristics of a
Christian. 这个不是其他宗教的教友、教徒啊什么他们的特征
This is not the characteristic of other religious followers.
只有基督徒是认罪悔改的特征
Only Christians have this confess and repent.
只有基督徒生命会被神来更新的
Only Christians would have a renewed life from God.
顾名思义，只有基督徒在基督里面
And of course, only Christians will be in Christ.
这是基督徒的特征
Those are the characteristics of a Christian.
记住哈，记住了。
You have to remember.
记住了吗
？Did you remember?
最简单的就是先记住嘛。
First of all, you need to kind of remember it.
那难的就是要行出来了。
The difficult part is to live them out.
这样子的话，你的生命才可以彰显神在你生命里面，基督在你里面的这个荣耀嘛。
Then you can only then can you manifest the glory of Christ in you.
好，那有人就会问了。
And some people may ask,
刘牧师，你靠着一节的经文，你怎么一下子下了这么大的一个结论呢
？And Pastor Liu, how can you kind of derive all of these things from one verse over there?
证明一下吧。
Can you prove that?
其实呢，哥罗西书的这一节的经文呢，是已经是保罗他在这个对于这个福音的这方面的认识已经非常的清楚的。
And actually, Paul has deep understanding of the gospel.
那之后的时候呢，经过多少年的这个教会的慢慢的。对于整个的福音的内容呢，也更加的清楚。
And then after many years serving in the church, there's a deeper understanding.
所以我们今天呢，不是说用哥罗西书的上下的经文来解释这个第三章第三节。
So I'm not using all the context of Colossians to explain that particular verse in 3:3.
我想借这个机会呢，用整本的约翰福音。
And today I want to use the opportunity to kind of use the entire book.Gospel of John,
来证明这么一句话
to prove out this sentence,
这句话就表露出来说，基督徒的特征就是这三个特征
to prove out that these are the three characteristics of a Christian.
讲到约翰福音
talk about Gospel of John,
又要希望大家，我们读经的时候要有正确的态度去读
I hope that you have a proper attitude as you read the Bible.
二十多年以前
20 some years ago.
我参加了一个培灵会
，I attended a revival meeting。
那个讲员当初的时候就讲到约翰福音
，That speaker was talking about the Gospel of John。
他呢用一个灵异解经的方式
，He was kind of using it in a freestyle to explain the words。
把约翰福音里面七个神迹呢讲了怪怪，讲得非常的非常的好。
And he talked about the seven miracles in the Gospel of John in a really good way。
我当初的时候对圣经或者我灵命也是很低层的。
And at that time, our spiritual life was kind of immature.
自己也对于约翰福音呢，也是一知半解的。
And we truly didn't quite understand the Gospel of John.
我听得非常感动。
And then when I heard it, was very moving.
还以为说约翰福音讲的那个七个神迹呢，表示就是生命的证据。
And then also thinking that those seven miracles about the evidence of a new life.
你知道约翰福音里面有专门也讲了七个福音吗？
You know that there are seven miracles mentioned in the Gospel of John.
但是今天的信息呢，却不是讲这些的神迹啊。
But I was not going to talk about the seven miracles.
因为二十多年前的时候，听到这个信息的时候，我自己的回应是说，希望能够看到神迹的时候，才可以看到我自己的新的生命的更新。
Because after that, listening to that sermon, I thought only will I have that new life if I see evidence of those miracles.
结果二十多年来的时候，这不管是服事也好，自己在那边进修也好。
So in the 20 years that followed, no matter in my studies or in my service,
发觉这个信息有问题。
I found that this message has problems.
他解经的时候没有问题，可是误导了，使得我往另外一个方向去想了。
But then he was kind of misdirecting me to a different way that's improper.
后来就算了，至少说我有机会的时候跟别人解释约翰福音的时候呢，能够回到这个正确的方式来。
So okay, then I really need to go back to the right way to interpret the Gospel of John.
却没有想到大概三个礼拜以前吧。
And then about 3 weeks ago,
我在 YouTube 上面看到一篇的讲章。
I saw a sermon on YouTube.
怎么又是讲到约翰福音里面七个神迹了
？It was also talking about the seven miracles in the Gospel of John.
换汤不换药。
And they're not really changing the medicine.
二十年来了，二十多年来了。
More than 20 years have passed.
不是同一个人。
It's not the same person.
还重新的炒冷饭。
And it's really, really turning up the leftovers.
放在 YouTube 上面，全世界人都以为说约翰福音的重点是放在七个神迹上面。
And then the whole world would think that the emphasis is about those seven miracles.
结果呢，我受了感动，说我今天一定要分享这个篇的信息。
So that's why I was moved to kind of share today's message.
搞错了。
You maybe got it wrong.
那什么是正确的呢
？What is the right way?
时间的关系呢，我会很快的把整本的约翰福音二十一章，一共是二十一章，每一章的重点讲出来。
And then because of time limitation, I will very quickly go through the 21 chapters of the Gospel of John.
没有添油加醋。
I'm not going to add all kinds of different sauces.
里面全部是把经文把它打出来。
And it really threw those verses in those chapters.
让神的话跟我们自己说话。
So the gospel will speak by themselves.
你会发觉说，很简单的一个复习好了。
And it's a really simple exercise.
发觉说，约翰福音的重点跟我当初的所追求的那个神迹的这个人生的变化呢，完全不一样。
So you'll find that the emphasis of the Gospel of John is really not those seven miracles.
这个的差别在哪里呢
？What are the differences here?
因为今天马上接下来跟大家分享的是用所谓的圣经神学这个角度来解释。
Because I'm using the theology to try to explain what these 21 chapters about.
大家不要听到说神学这两个字马上就跑掉了这糟糕。这个、
so don't tune out just because you hear the word theology.
圣经神学的基本上的精华是什么意思呢
？What is the crucial content of the theology?
就是说呢，神他启示给我们人呢是按照顺序来的。
God has revealed to us in certain order.
它有连贯性的，可是按照渐进性的来一步一步来启示给我们的。
It has its order and is going through step by step.
整本圣经的六十六个书卷也是这个样子的。
And we look through the 66 books of the Bible is like that.
那每一个书卷的话，基本上也是符合那种的逻辑思考。
And so each of it has its own logical thinking.
好了，那我们今天呢，不是讲神学，而是用这个的方式呢。跟大家很快的来复习一下约翰福音告诉我们的重点。
We're not going to talk about theology, but we're going to use the thought system to explain what these 21 chapters are about.
约翰福音呢，是神启示给我们一个很重要的一个重点。
The Gospel of John is a very important book of how God revealed to us.
重点的目标是放在说耶稣是基督是主。
The emphasis is that Jesus Christ, is the Messiah, is Lord.
简单的讲起来，整本约翰福音二十一章从头到尾都在见证，来告诉世人主耶稣基督这五个字。
And the entire 21 chapters is really talking about Jesus is our Messiah is Christ.
但是如果说从圣经神学的这个分段呢来解释的时候，可以分为四个部分。
And if you look at the theology part of it, you can divide in four portions.
按照顺序过来的。
It's kind of like in a certain order.
这个顺序的话呢，可能是神启示的顺序，还有了历史进程的顺序，还有重要的顺序。
And then there's also this order in terms of time progression, in terms of God's revelation, and also in order of importance.
所以当大家如果现在看完的时候发觉说哇神使用使徒约翰写出这个约翰福音的时候真的是内容非常非常的丰盛。
You'll find that there is a lot of content in the Gospel of John through God's revelations.
你也许今天你第一次看经历到说从另外一个角度来看约翰福音的真正的内容。
And maybe you will see a new perspective in reading the Gospel of John.
约翰福音有四个的内容，重要的顺序的内容。
There are four important points, contents in the Gospel of John.
第一个部分讲的说耶稣与神的关系。
The first is about Jesus' relationship with the Father God.
第二部分是耶稣与世人的关系。
And the second portion is about the relationship between Jesus and the world.
第三个部分是耶稣与门徒的关系。
And the third is about the relationship between Jesus and the disciples.
最后一段讲主耶稣基督死里复活，他怎么样呢？他完成了救恩，差派门徒，有托付门徒，差派门徒要做什么事情。
And then the last portion is about Jesus dying on the cross and accomplishing the salvation and how he then sent the disciples.
所以是一步一步渐进性的这种启示告诉我们人。
So it's really a progressive revelation.
所以我们先进入到第一个部分。
And this is the first portion.
耶稣与父神的关系。
Jesus' relationship with Father God.
我们都是按照章节的顺序过来的。
We are according to the chapters here.
这个与神的关系呢是约翰福音前面五章。
And the first five chapters of the Gospel of John is about this part.
第一章的重点讲的说耶稣是神的儿子。
The first chapter is about Jesus is the Son of God.
我们今天的话因为时间的关系我不会一个一个的去很详细的解释了。
I'm not going to go verse by verse because of time.
我只是把相关的经文给念出来提醒大家。
And I'll just kind of go about in the verses that really about that point.
除非有那么一两个地方我特别要提醒大家的时候我才会加增添一点解释。
And then maybe there are some parts that I have to explain that I'll go through a few more sentences.
第一章说耶稣是神的儿子。
The first chapter is talk about Jesus, the Son of God.
这里说耶稣道成肉身来到世上，充满了恩典与真理。
And if I talk about Jesus is the Word becomes flesh to the world, and then he's full of grace and truth.
他是弥赛亚，就是基督，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
He is Messiah. He is the Lamb of God to remove the sin of man.
他的生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光，照亮一切生在世上的人。
In him is life, the life is man's light and is to shine upon the mankind.
所以第一章开门见山的就讲耶稣是神的儿子。
And then the first chapter is really talking about Jesus, son of God.
那第二章讲到说是耶稣是神的殿。
And the second chapter is talking about he is the temple of God.
这个第二章的时候我们通常都忽略掉了神的殿到底是什么意思。
And when we read the chapter, we often neglect, what is the temple of God?
这里你看从第二章开始就已经影射了说耶稣死里复活。
And the second chapter tells us that Jesus will die and resurrect.
那他的身体就是神的殿圣洁配得敬拜。
And his body is the temple of God, is holy and worthy of worship.
所以我们来到他的圣殿当中我们是敬拜主耶稣基督。
When you go to the temple, we are worshiping Jesus.
而不是敬拜这个圣殿。
We're not worshiping the temple.
好，第三章呢，大家都很清楚第三章了啊。第三章我这边讲的时候是他耶稣是神国的君主。
And the third chapter talking about he is the king of the heavenly kingdom.
Well, 为什么不讲说君王呢？
He is the Lord of the heavenly kingdom.
He's the king of the kingdom, right? 那包括的君王加上生命的主，所以叫做君主。
So he is both king and lord because he is the lord of life.
怎么解释呢？耶稣是神差，是神差来地上的，传神的话在万有之上。
Jesus was sent by God to the world, to the world to preach his God's words. He is above all.
人要靠圣灵重生，进入神的国。
Man is to be born again through the Holy Spirit to enter into God's kingdom.
信主耶稣基督的不至于因罪灭亡，反得永生。
But those who believe in Him will not die of sin, but will receive eternal life.
请大家注意啊，从第三章开始，可能到了后面了，大概第九章。
From chapter 3 to chapter 9.
下一页是讲到说与世人的关系的时候啊。
And when he was starting to talk about the relationship between Jesus and the world,
这些的章节呢，全部是耶稣出自于耶稣基督的宣告。
and it's all coming from Jesus' proclamations.
所以你看前两章的时候很清楚地告诉我们说耶稣是谁。
And the first two chapters very clearly tell us who Jesus is.
然后呢耶稣就开始宣告。
And then Jesus started proclaiming.
那我们回到第四章来。
And then now we come to chapter 4.
第四章讲说耶稣宣告说他就是生命的活水。
He is the living water of life.
耶稣是生命的活水，是救世主，使人得到生命。
Jesus is the living water of life. He is a savior so that men will receive life.
顾名思义，约翰福音使徒约翰所要强调的重点就是我们因为耶稣基督，我们得的新的生命。
So that emphasis from the Apostle John that we will receive that life, the eternal life.
第五章的话，有相当的这种的震撼性。
And the chapter 5 is really kind of earth-shaking.
因为呢，耶稣基督他强调，他宣告说合而为一的这个的很重要一个观念。
And then he talked about this concept of being united.
说他与父神合而为一的亲近关系。
And talk about his close relationship united with Father God.
请大家留意一下，虽然耶稣基督他自己宣告说他与父神有合而为一的亲近关系。
So we pay attention that even though he said he has this united relationship with Father God,
后来慢慢的耶稣基督的带领他的门徒呢，也要与他建立起这种的亲密的关系。
And then later on, he will tell the disciples how to build this united relationship with him.
所以主耶稣基督他是一个人的样式来为他的门徒先开始就做一个示范。
So he was using his, as his position as a man to set up an example for his disciples.
然后呢，完全顺服父神的旨意
，and completely obedient to the will of Father。
他不管他所思所想，他所讲的，完全是出自于父神的旨意的。
Whatever he thought, he talked is all according to the will of Father。
并且呢，下来第五章的时候讲了很重要的话，说并且警告不信他的人呢，因耶稣有审判的权柄。
And also warning those who do not believe in him that Jesus will have the power of judgment.
请大家注意，约翰福音里面刚刚开始的第五章，主耶稣基督宣告的时候就已经跟世人讲了非常严厉的话了。
So he had in the very beginning has been saying very severe words to the listeners.
而且耶稣基督直接指着对方说，你们不信我。
And then he would pointedly point out that you do not believe in me.
这是一个很危险的、很令人害怕的一个的警告啊。
And this is a fearful accusation.
那希望说我们不要被主也指着说你们不信我啊。
I hope that we would not be pointed out by Jesus that we do not believe in him.
接下来讲的是从第六章呢到第九章。
And then the second portion is from chapter 6 to chapter 9.
这里记载的是耶稣与世人的关系了。
It talks about Jesus' relationship with the world.
第六、第七章讲了说耶稣是生命的粮。
Jesus said he is the bread of life.
耶稣宣告他就是生命的粮。
Jesus declared that he is the bread of life.
请注意啊，是耶稣他自己宣告他是生命的粮。
It's Jesus himself proclaiming that.
行神迹的目的呢，是要人信他而得永生。
The reason to perform miracles is that others will believe in him and receive eternal life.
所以我劝告那些人还是使用还在讲约翰福音七个神迹的时候呢，你把它带出来说最终的目的是要能够信耶稣能够得是永生的。
So I want to point out to those people who talk about miracles that the purpose is that people can believe in Christ and receive eternal life.
耶稣总不丢弃信他的人。
Jesus will not forsake those who believe in him.
因为若不是蒙父神的恩赐呢，没有人能够到没有人到耶稣这里来。
It's not because of the grace of Father, no one can come to Jesus.
所以这里讲哈，耶稣呼召人凭信心完全与他联合，并持续的以他为生命的供应。
So Jesus called people through faith to be completely united with him and then continue to be supplied by him in life.
如果大家还记得有一段的经文讲说，哦，有很多人一听，哦，主耶稣基督用一个很可怕的比喻啊。
And then you remember there's a passage Jesus used a kind of awful parable to talk about it.
他说我的肉可以吃，我的血可以喝。
So you can eat my flesh and drink my blood.
你们要吃我的肉，喝我的血。
You have to eat my flesh and drink my blood.
那人家一听，哇，这是什么邪教啊
？And then people heard it, would say, "What kind of weird religion is this?"
这个活生生的人，他怎么可以吃他的肉，可以喝他的血
？How can we eat this person who is alive?
可怕的不得了。
It's scary.
起先跟从他的一些的门徒也说，这个话不容易理解。
And then there are people who follow him and said, I couldn't understand this.
就他们就有些人就离开了。
And some people left.
耶稣把他们抓回来吗？
Did Jesus get them back?
错了，我刚刚讲的是讲错了啊，请你们回来，来支持我。
Did he say, oh, I sorry, I misspoke, please come back?
是这样的吗？
Did he do that?
No.
没有。
耶稣讲的说，
Jesus said,
回头还看说还没有离开他的，说你们也要离开吗？
And he asked those people who did not leave, are you going to leave too?
你们不相信我的话，
if you don't believe in me, you go ahead.
弟兄姐妹们，如果称呼是弟兄姐妹们，
and brothers and sisters,
你不相信耶稣讲的话， 你离开吗？
If you not believe in him,
不是我讲的， 是耶稣讲的。
I didn't say it, Jesus said it.
那关键就是后面的几章的时候说， 你如果相信我的话， 你要跟从我。
And the next few chapters said, if you believe in me, you have to follow me.
你不能够模棱两可的。
You're not going to be kind of undecided.
又跟在旁边， 可是又不是真正的跟从。
You're kind of following and not following.
那是干什么？
Well, what are you doing?
所以这个一个很重要的一个很明显的区分。
So important distinction.
所以有人呢没有办法理解或者接受呢， 因此就离开退去了。
And somebody could not understand and accept it, and so they departed.
我们把后面这个第二个讲完以后， 我们再回到这两个的重点。
And now after I explain the other portions, I'll come back to this.
那第八、第九章呢，是讲到耶稣是世界的光。
And then chapter 8 and 9 talk about he is the light of the world.
跟从耶稣的人呢，就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。
Those who follow Jesus will not be in darkness anymore, but will receive the light of life.
所以这里要影射说跟从，要跟从他的人才会得到世界的光。
Only those who follow him will receive the light of the life.
信耶稣的人呢，得到真自由，不再是罪的奴仆。
Those believe in Jesus will have true freedom and no longer the slave of sin.
你看这个红字啊，若常常遵守耶稣的道，这啊就真是主耶稣基督的门徒。So
those who follow his words, those are really Jesus' disciples.
请注意啊，这些都是经文啊，不是我添加进去的。
Those are not my words, but also from it's actually from it's from the Bible.
遵守主耶稣基督道，
follow Jesus' words.
就是要行出来。
You have to live them out.
不是只是听了，
not just listening.
要行出来。
You have to live them out.
而且要按照主的意思行出来， 这叫做遵守。
And according to the way that he meant it to live them out.
耶稣讲了说， 这真是。
Then you are really his disciples.
这才是真正的主的门徒。
Then they are real disciples.
那你光是听没有行道的话是假的。So
if you only listen and do not act them out, then you are a fake Christian.
那一些呢承认自己需要神的人呢，最终会认识基督，得着的属灵的光。Those
who admit they really need God, they in the end they will come to know Jesus and receive the light of the spiritual light.
反过来讲，那些自以为已经明白真理，却拒绝基督的人，他们的骄傲反而使自己陷入更深的属灵的黑暗。
But those who thought they really understood the truth, but they refused Jesus, their pride will become causing themselves to go into deeper spiritual darkness.
这一句话，换句话说，不要以为自己知道了，那可是呢，我不跟从，我只是相信。 好像一个真某种话是对的，但是我不跟从你。
So it cannot be like a person who said, "Oh, I heard it, I understand it, but I'm not going to really do it."
所以这个四章呢，这个部分呢，耶稣与世人的关系的时候呢，告诉我们有两个很重要的重点。So
there are two important points here about his relationship with the world.
为什么一般人会拒绝耶稣？
Why is it some people would refuse him?
为什么一般人不信耶稣？
Why would some people not believe in him?
那两个原因，
two reasons.
很简单，
very simple.
第一个就是不愿意，不相信耶稣基督他是神，不相信他可以供应我，我属灵生命上面的供应。
And one is that they don't believe. They don't believe that he can supply it in my life.
那第二个重点是说，我不愿意跟从他。
And the second reason is I'm not willing to follow him.
所以你如果跟人家传福音的时候，事实上， 他的拒绝不是说他不知道耶稣基督在十字架上面死了。
And so when people do not believe in it, it's not that they don't know that Jesus died on the cross.
他们知道的。
They know it.
那你不用讲，他们就是世俗上看个电影或者什么东西，都可以知道这些事情。
And you can even see secular movies or so on, and they would know it.
真正不信主的原因就是两个原因。
And this is really those reasons for they don't.
那简单的讲起来就是不愿意把我交给主就是了。
And in simply words put, it's just they're not willing to give their lives to Jesus.
不愿意把我自己交给这一位的主。
I'm not willing to give myself to this Lord.
这个是世人。
This is men.
这个不是主的门徒。
This is not the disciples of Jesus.
所以反过来讲，弟兄姐妹们。
So turn around.
我们把我们自己的生命真的交给主了吗
？Do we really give our lives to Jesus?
值得思考。
We need to think about that.
我们真的是好好的反省一下。
We need to reflect on it.
不然的话，那我们是不是更是世人还比较干脆啊？
And then is it really just more straightforward to just say forget it?
他不相信就走了。
They don't believe and they left.
那当然，他也知道他的下场。
And then they would know that what is going to happen to them.
那些自欺欺人的那些混在里面的人呢
？But yet, what about those who kind of deceive themselves and still kind of mixed around in it?
他很可怜呢。
Are they pitiful?
他以为他信了。
They thought they believed.
事实上，不是在欺骗自己吗
？But yet they're deceiving themselves.
那我不相信耶稣可以给我生命的供应。
I don't really believe that Jesus supplied my life.
我也不愿意跟从主耶稣基督。
I'm not willing to follow him.
我听了道以后，我也不行出来。
I heard the words, but I'm not going to go live them out.
这一类人是最可怜的人。
That people is the most pitiful.
因为是自欺欺人。
Because they're deceiving themselves.
干脆就干脆一点嘛。
For just get it more straightforward.
是不是？好，那我们就注意到了哦。接下来从第十章开始。
And then starting in chapter 10.
一直到十七章
，all the way to chapter 17。
你看十章到十七章一共有八章
，so there are eight chapters there。
是耶稣与门徒的关系
，talk about the relationship between Jesus and the disciples。
约翰福音一共是二十一章
，there are 21 chapters in the Gospel of John。
你八章其中有八章超过了三分之一嘛，不是吗
？More than one third of the book。
事实上，从第十七章到最后十八章到二十一章。
And actually, from chapter 18 all the way to the end,
那最后一段的内容也是跟门徒有关系的。
And that final content is also related to the disciples.
换句话说呢，约翰福音从第十章一直到末尾的时候呢，基本上是跟门徒有关系的。
So meaning starting from chapter 10 all the way to the end is really all about relationship with the disciples.
所以约翰福音一半呢、啊，一半呢是门徒培训呢、啊。
So really more than half the book is about discipleship training.
前面的十章呢，就是跟福音有关。
The first ten chapters is about the gospel.
后面的十一章呢，是跟门徒培训有关。
And then the last 11 chapters is about discipleship training.
所以大家不要误以为说约翰福音有这个福音，这只是光讲福音而已。
So don't think about the Gospel of John is really just about the gospel.
或者我们用另外一个角度来讲，福音也包括了门徒培训啊。
But what do you think about it is the gospel included discipleship training.
门徒培训非常重要啊。
Very important to have discipleship training.
我们绝对不要忽略了，以为说信了福音得救能够得上天堂就够了。
Don't think just because you receive the gospel, then you can go to heaven, and that's good enough.
门徒培训的目的是让我们真正的活出真的生命出来的。
Disciple training is so that we can truly live out the life of a Christian.
那你看看我们的教会都有门徒这个主日学的门徒培训啊。
We all see that we have Sunday schools.
不要忽略了这个这么大好的机会的。
Do not neglect this great opportunity.
好，我们快点回来说耶稣与门徒的关系。
Now let's go back to Jesus' relationship with the disciples.
第十章讲说耶稣他是好牧人。
Chapter 10 says that he's a good shepherd.
耶稣主动的舍己、认识、引导、保守、监护、牧养属他的人。
Jesus proactively sacrificed himself and to come to know, to guide, to keep, and to guard and also shepherd those who belong to him.
赐他们更丰盛的生命。
To give them more abundant life.
请大家注意哦，耶稣是主动的。
Jesus proactively，
弟兄姐妹，我们要这个把握。
We need to have this assurance。
我们是既然是属主的人，复活的主耶稣基督现在主动的来做这些照顾你的事情。
Since we belong to Christ, He proactively is doing all these things。
这个更丰盛的生命指的是什么
？What does that abundant life mean？
不是把原来的生命改善一点。
It's not just change slightly better our original life。
使你有物质的享受更丰盛
，so that you will have more material things。
使你的运气会更好
，maybe you're getting luckier。
这个好像都是世俗上面的标准。
Maybe that's the standard of the world.
但耶稣基督讲的更丰盛的生命，不是讲这个重点。
But Jesus is not talking about that.
而是什么？拥有一个充满神同在的生命。
But it's really to have a life that is full of God's presence.
那有什么重要？
Why is so important?
与神同在的生命有什么？
What's so good about God's presence in our lives?
这个我们就好好的思考了。与神同在的生命是有永恒性的。
Because it's eternal.
我们没有时间的关系，我们今天不解释那么深入的去探讨。
So we're not going to go too deeply into it because of time.
11章的时候是个复活的生命。
Chapter 11 is about our resurrected life.
耶稣告诉我们说，我们的身体暂时会死亡的，将来会得到荣耀的身体。
Our body would die temporarily, but in the future we'll have this glorious body.
属灵的生命呢，现在已经开始，永远不会结束。
And our spiritual life has already begun, and it will never end.
现在拥有永生，将来身体会复活。
Now we possess eternal life, and tomorrow, in the future, we will have a resurrected body.
基督是生命的源头，真正战胜死亡的不是人的努力，而是与基督联合。
And Jesus is the beginning of life. It's the one who truly conquered death. It's not through our own efforts, but it's really united with Christ.
这个地方我们很难懂。
That we kind of find it difficult to understand.
耶稣基督告诉我们是一个未来的一个不变的事实。
He's telling us a future truth that will never change.
那我们所要做的是把我们信心放在耶稣所告诉我们的一切。
So we have to put our faith into what he has told us.
接下来12章。
And chapter 12.
耶稣告诉我们说属灵生命里有些的规律。
And he's talking about the law of a spiritual life.
这个已经就是告诉我们说我们怎么活出来的样式了。
It's talking about how we're going to live out that life.
请大家看一下12章是很重要的。
Chapter 12 is very important.
说我们要先舍己，然后才会得到生命。First
deny ourselves, and then we have life.
先死才会复活。First
die, and then resurrect.
先付出才会结果子。First
give, then bear fruit.
这是属灵生命的一个规律。This
is the law of a spiritual life.
好像跟世界上面的规律正好相反。It's
like opposite to the world's laws.
然后呢，死这个意思呢，主要不是指肉身的死亡。
Death is really not just talking about the physical body dying.
而是像老我、自我中心、罪性的生命而死。
It's really die to our old self, to our self-centeredness, and to our sinful nature.
简单来讲，就是向罪死，向神活。
Die to sin, live to God.
丰盛的生命要经过舍己与跟随基督，才能够结出果子。
Through denying ourselves and following Jesus, and we can live out the abundant life and bear fruit.
所以这个是一个秘诀。
This is a secret.
舍己就是放下自己。
Deny ourselves is to
舍己不是把我自己生命抛出去。
So denying ourselves is not to just kind of give out our lives and die.
放下自己，不要把自己当作首位。
And then it's really to put ourselves down, not put ourselves in the first place.
简单来讲，就是谦卑一点嘛。
I mean, in simply put, it's just to be humble.
然后第二个重点是要跟随基督。
And then second is to follow Jesus.
大家还记得吗？前面讲的说，为什么世人不愿意跟随？ 所以他们不信主。And
the earlier we talk about people are not willing to follow because they don't believe in him.
如果我们能够在这个先决的条件下，我愿意放下自己，我愿意跟随耶稣基督。If
we are willing to deny ourselves and follow him,
那我自然顺着圣灵的话，就会结出果子出来了。And
then follow the Holy Spirit, we will be bearing fruit.
好，13章到17章呢，各位如果有时间的话，好好的去复习一下，去读一读。
And if you have time, you should pay attention to 13 to 17.
因为呢，是主耶稣基督被卖的那一夜的时候呢，他把最重要的、最后的时刻的时候呢，告诉他身边的跟随他的12个使徒，应该算讲11个使徒了，告诉他们说这些该要注意的事情。
Because on the night he was betrayed, he was summarizing all the things that he wanted the 11 apostles to really do as they follow him.
13章到17章里面告诉我们呢。 耶稣已经告诉说，基督徒当有的属灵的生命应该是怎么样子。He's
talking about the spiritual life that we need to have, we should have.
第一个呢，说以谦卑的态度呢彼此服侍。Serve
one another with humility.
第二，彼此的接待。Receive
one another.
彼此的相爱。Love
one another.
顺服圣灵呢，爱主，遵守主的命令，还有主的道。Obey
the Holy Spirit, love the Lord, and follow His command and His words.
常在基督里多结果子。
Remain in Christ and bear fruit.
奉主的名祷告。
Pray in His name.
苦难中有平安。
Have peace during suffering.
合而为一，传神的道， 靠神的道成圣。
Be united, preaching His words, and then sanctified through His words.
好，那我们看到最后的一部分，就讲到主耶稣基督死里复活。
And then the last portion is about the resurrection of Jesus.
他成了的救恩，还有呢，托付门徒，差派门徒。
He accomplished the gospel and then also sent and commissioned the apostles.
第十八章讲起来，讲的说是神国的君王。
Chapter 18 talk about he is the king of the heavenly kingdom.
因为耶稣受审判的时候，耶稣宣告他，耶稣呢是自己是神国的君王，但是神国不属于这世界。
Because Jesus himself proclaimed that he is the king of the heavenly kingdom, but the heavenly kingdom doesn't belong to this world.
那十九章到二十章呢，就记载的说主耶稣基督被钉死在十字架上了，应验了救恩的预言。
And then chapter 19 and 20 record how he died on the cross and resurrected, and that will fulfill the prophecy in the Old Testament.
耶稣应验了旧约里面的预言。
Jesus fulfilled the prophecy in the Old Testament.
旧约里面有关于弥赛亚的预言有三百多个预言。
There are more than 300 prophecies in the Old Testament about the Messiah.
这三百多个预言完完全全应验在主耶稣基督的身上。
All of those 300 plus prophecies were fulfilled in Jesus Christ.
一个非常重要的重点。
A very important point.
在十字架上受死，第三日死里复活。
Died on the cross and resurrected three days later.
主耶稣基督死里复活，在旧约里面就有预言。
When Jesus died on the cross has been prophesied in the Old Testament.
那耶稣基督在世上的时候，对于门徒来讲，他自己也多次的预言他自己会死里复活。
And Jesus himself had also prophesied multiple times to his disciples that he would die and resurrect.
所以死里复活是我们今天信仰的最重要的一个根据。
So this is the most important evidence of our belief today.
为什么呢？因为耶稣为我们的罪而死。
Because he died for our sins.
但是他第三日是复活了。
But third day he resurrected.
表示说他战胜了死亡。
Meaning that he conquered sin, death.
他完成了对于你我罪的救恩。
And he completed salvation.
并且他复活以后呢，向门徒显现。
And he manifested himself to the disciples.
在地上还与门徒相聚显现的时候，四十天之久。
And then he was with the disciples for 40 days.
那与门徒之间交谈的时候，谈的重要，只有一个的重点。
And there was only one point that he was talking about when he was with his disciples.
耶稣讲说这经是为我做见证的，然后呢所谈的是神国的事情。
And then so that he was this thing is kind of bearing testimony for me, and he's only talking about the heavenly kingdom.
大家不要忽略那么一点点的话，说耶稣他只是跟门徒讲是神国。
And don't forget that he's only talking about the kingdom of God.
这表示说复活的主耶稣基督今天仍然在地上的神国继续的掌权做工。
That means that Jesus continued to reign in the heavenly kingdom on earth.
那我们今天是在地上的神国里面。
Today we are in that God's kingdom on earth.
所以最后的时候呢，耶稣基督要差派你我出去。
And in the end, God will send you and me out.
他继续的扩展在地上的神国。
To further His kingdom on earth.
只等到主耶稣基督第二次再来。
Until He comes again.
那个时候神国在地上完全实现。
And then that would at that time the kingdom of God will become a manifest truth on earth.
但是我们怎么受主的托付呢？
How do we receive His commission?
有条件的。
There are conditions.
看你们看到二十一章。
And then chapter 1, in chapter 21.
复活的主耶稣基督强调神国的真实呢，大使命的传承，并且差派爱主的门徒去宣扬主的名。
That the resurrected Lord has emphasized the reality of God's kingdom and the ascending of the Great Commission to send those who love Him, His disciples, to proclaim His name.
是，不但是宣扬主的名，还要牧养属主的人，扩展神的国度。
And also to shepherd those who belong to Him and to further the kingdom of God.
但是主耶稣基督差派什么样的门徒出去呢？
What kind of disciples did Jesus send?
必须要经过爱主的考验。
Those who would pass the exam of loving Him.
弟兄姐妹们
brothers and sisters,
我们爱主吗？
Do we love Him?
爱主，好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord, we love Him.
主耶稣基督会托付你。
And Jesus will send you.
好，那我们看看最后啊，还没有最后呢，还没有结束了，我们可能还有几分钟的时间。
We still have a few more minutes.
一个结论。
a conclusion.
讲了半天，我们用圣经神学来解释约翰福音的这个重点。
And then we kind of go through the entire book of Gospel of John to talk about the important points.
我不知道你们现在对于约翰福音是不是有更大的收获了。
Maybe you now understand the Gospel of John a bit more.
从约翰福音的简单的结论呢、啊？专注在说主耶稣基督与基督徒带有应许的关系在什么。
And here we see that the, what Jesus was talking about, his relationship with, other, with the Christians, we talk about what are the things that bring with promises.
第一个，耶稣是生命的主。
The first is that he is the Lord of life.
拯救、我你看 这个部分希望大家能够抓着，这是一个福音的信息了、耶稣是生命的主。拯救信他的人脱离黑暗的权势。
He saved those who believe in him to escape the power of darkness.
然后内住、基督徒的生命里面。
And then he lived within the life of Jesus,、of Christians.
充满神的神国的恩典与真理。
Full of grace and truth of the、kingdom of God.
牧养基督徒属灵生命的成长。
To shepherd the growth of Christians.
调动了一下，然后多结果子，活出更丰盛的生命。
To bear more, much fruit and to live out an abundant life.
这整个过来的时候，基本上是在基督里。
And all of that is really about in Christ.
好了，也许你记不了这么长的这个东西，你是晓得说，哦，这么一整个过来，重点是说在基督里。
Maybe you cannot remember all of those content, but the important point is that it's in Christ.
那第二句话说，信主不是出于自己的选择，而是神的拣选。
And then the second point is that believing in the Lord is not our own choice; it's really God's choosing.
所以神拣选你我的时候，当我们听到福音的时候呢，圣灵感动我们，我们因此认罪悔改来回应的。
So that's why when we listen to the gospel, it's God's Holy Spirit moving us, convicting us, and that's why we can believe.And confess and repent.
所以这段的信息呢，只是印证了说认罪悔改。
So the proof is in our confession and repentance.
最后一个说信主呢不是宗教，而是与基督建立生命的关系。耶稣基督是生命的主，活出基督的生命呢是基督徒必然的特征。
And the last point is that believing in the Lord is not a religion. It's really to build up a life relationship with Jesus. He is the Lord of life. To live out His life is our characteristic that gotta be in a Christian.
所以这个是一个更新生命的印证。
So this is a renewed life as a proof.
好了，总括一句，这个结论是说，从约翰福音里面我们可以看到，认罪悔改、更新生命在基督里。
And then, so the, all the conclusion is that really that we need to confess and repent and of a renewed life, and then in Christ being all of those as proofs.
大家还记得这三个吗？
Do you remember these three things?
认罪悔改，更新生命，在基督里。
Confess and repent, renew life, and living in Christ.
那是什么的特征？
What are those characteristics?
基督徒的特征。
Of a Christian.
哇，证明了。
And now we prove that.
最后两项很快的跟大家讲说，我们实际上要怎么活出来。
And then the last two things I want to talk about, how do you really truly live out that, that life?
很简单。
Very simple.
两个重点，一个亲近主，一个学像主。
First is to be close to him, and second is to learn to be like him.
你先抓了这两个的重点。
You need to grasp onto these points.
哦，这个抓住啊！从现在开始啊，我要多亲近主，然后我多学像主。
First, we need to be close to him. Second, we learn to be like him.
那我举了一些的实例来引导大家往这个方面去思想。
Some concrete example to guide you.
关于亲近主这个部分。
About close, being close to him.
我们有一个纠结啊。
Sometimes we have a struggle.
认为耶稣好像高不可攀，远远的，连其实找不到他的样子。
Sometimes we think that Jesus is so far away and so high above us.
所以我们不知道说怎么亲近主。
How do we be closer?
一个很简单的一个的提醒。
A very simple reminder.
你就把主耶稣基督当做一个真实存在的一个人。
You need to treat him as somebody who really exists.
就好像在你旁边，经常的在你旁边的那么一个人
，someone who is always close to you by your side。
你可以信赖，你可以跟他交谈，你可以把所有的一切告诉他的。
You can rely on him, trust in him, talk to him, and tell him everything。
这样子的话，我们在心态上面的时候， 好像认为说耶稣就是存在在一个形体上面的存在。
So in our attitude, we need to treat him as somebody who really exists right beside us.
这是一个很重要的突破哦。
And that is an important breakthrough.
啊，不要小看的说把主耶稣当做一个真实的存在的人。
Don't belittle this thought about treating him as a concrete person.
试试看啊，试试看。
Try it out.
然后在读经或者查经的时候，不是只是寻求知识啊。
And then when we are studying the Bible, it's not just to look for knowledge.
而是从经文里面来认识主。
But really come to know him through his words.
今天听到也是一样。
Same thing for listening to a sermon.
不要说听到哦，这个内容是怎么样，而是说你今天听了这篇信息的时候，你是不是越来越认识主？
So it's not just like, oh, okay, I know the content, but do you truly know God better?
第三个，把每一件事情带到主面前。
And then we need to bring everything in front of him.
每一件事。
Everything.
凡事与主商量。
Everything discussed with him.
你养成一个习惯嘛。
To have this habit.
就问了，我该怎么办？这个事情发生了，我怎么处理？
How do I deal with this thing that just happened?
养成这个习惯以后，慢慢这个习惯就成自然了。
Cultivate this habit and it become natural.
Yeah, 刚开始的时候觉得好像很别扭，好像像空气讲话一样。
In the beginning, may say, "Oh, I'm just talking to the air."
还是或者说自己在幻想。
Or maybe I'm just imagining.
但是养成习惯的时候，你试试看。
And then become a habit, and you try it out.
第四个，在安静中的时候聆听神，养成灵修反思的习惯。
And then the fourth point is really to listen to God in your quietness and to cultivate this habit of devotion and meditation.
第五项呢，在顺服中经历主。
And the fifth one is in our obedience, experience Him.
我们举一些简单的可能会日常生活会发生的事情。
Some life examples.
比如说，你知道应该原谅某个人，向某人道歉或者帮助有需要的人。
Maybe you know that you need to forgive someone, apologize someone, or to help someone in need.
但某种原因的时候，你一直拖延，没有去做。
But for some reason, you've been dragging your feet and didn't do it.
那你某一天的时候，你决定顺服了，就打电话向对方道歉。
And someday you decide you need to obey, and you call up that person to apologize.
放下你这个仇恨怨恨的心。
Discard your bitterness.
反过来去帮助别人。
To help others.
然后你就会发现说，主的平安呢，充满你的内心。
And then you'll find that the peace of the Lord will fill your heart.
因为你是顺服了，经历了主。
Because in your obedience, you have experienced God.
第六个呢，把苦难变成亲近主的机会。
And the sixth one is about, you know, in your suffering, that turn it into an opportunity to be close to Him.
这个很重要。
This is very important.
因为神会使用苦难
，because God will use suffering
来给我们这个机会，可以与主同行的。
To give us opportunity to walk with Him.
我们千万不要认为说，好像神在处罚我们，给我们一个苦难，看我们能不能努力过关。
It's not God is punishing us to give us this suffering so to see if we can kind of get past it.
相反呢，是主耶稣基督带我们面对苦难的时候，靠着他能够战胜苦难。
It's really God helping us to go through these sufferings with His help.
经过苦难的时候，来提升我们的信心，信靠主耶稣基督的信心。
And through suffering to elevate our faith.
所以把苦难呢变成亲近主的机会。
Turn suffering into opportunity to be close in.
那我们现在日常面临到的一些的所谓的苦难是什么呢？
What are the suffering that we experience nowadays?
在我们这个环境里面，可能失业啊。
In our environment, it would be losing our jobs.
那生病到哪里都免不了的。
Sickness.
亲人离世也会发生的。
Loved ones leaving.
事工受挫。
Our career or our ministry getting challenges.
你职场上面也可能受挫。
And then also in our careers, getting challenges.
这个时候呢，不要只问神说为什么，为什么发生在我身上。
Don't just ask God why, why.
当然，不是说不要问你也不能够不会指使说总会问什么，对不对？
It's just not just asking God.
但是呢，我们同时别忘了要问主，说主啊，你要我在这种的环境底下认识你什么？
But also ask Him.What God, what do you really want me to come to know you about this?
最后一个，学习把主放在第一位。
And then lastly is to learn to put Him in the first priority.
我们通常喜欢一天结束的时候，我们问说：“哦，今天最 excited 这个最兴奋的是些什么事情呢？我站在前面呢，或者说有没有被人称赞呢？我的计划是不是成功了？好像自己做的事情，我有一个简单的一个复习。”
And sometimes we like to ask ourselves at the end of the day, what are the things that give me most happy today? earn more money, being praised, our plan succeeded.
或许我们可不可以增加一个新的习惯, 就是在每天快结束的时候呢, 说, 我是不是更认识, 今天是不是更认识主了, 顺服主啊, 荣耀主, 有没有机会荣耀主? 如果每一天都这样子慢慢地调整你的心态的时候呢, 你可能会越来越靠近主的。
And maybe we should have cultivated a new habit. What do we learn more about God? More obedient to Him? More glorifying to Him? If we take this kind of attitude, then maybe we're getting to learn how to be close to Him.
这些例子其实都可以去做的, 对不对?
And all these examples we can learn to do.
好了, 最后一个的, 关于学像主的实际的例子。
And then last thing about some concrete example of learning to be like Him.
你面对到一些的挑战的时候,
when you face some challenges,
比如说别人得罪你的时候,
somebody kind of did something wrong to you,
那你向主祷告说主啊, 我真的受伤了, 但我不愿意被我内在心里面的苦毒给控制啊, 求你帮助我, 去饶恕他。
And we need to pray that, Lord, I'm truly wounded, but I'm not going to be controlled by bitterness. I please help me to forgive him.
那如果面对权力或者地位的时候呢?
And when we face power and status,
你看到别人得到的机会呢, 你不要去嫉妒。
We should not be jealous when others get opportunities.
反而真诚的祝福, 感谢主使用他。
But truly bless that person so that God can use him.
好, 第三项呢, 可能是一个很大的挑战呢, 面对金钱的时候, 我怎么处理?
And then third is a big challenge. What do I do when I face with money?
你看到如果弟兄姐妹们实际上有经济上的困难,
when you see a brother or sister have some kind of financial trouble,
可是我心理上也很挣扎的, 那我要帮助他吗? 那我自己怎么办呢? 什么什么?
And maybe I'm struggling inside, should I help or not?
如果你有感动的话, 你最后要选择要付出的。
If you were really moved by that, you need to give.
面对不公平的时候,
when you face injustice,
对我们经常也许在职场上面会所谓的我自己认为很不公平。
And sometimes we'll feel that injustice in the workplace.
那向神倾诉啊, 说主啊, 我不明白, 但是我仍然信靠你。
We need to tell God that even though I don't understand, but I truly choose to believe in you.
教会里面服侍的时候,
and when we serve in the church,
我默默地服侍,
we serve quietly.
不是要为了称赞才服侍。
It's not because of other people's praise.
也不需要说为了被人家注意你, 你才参加服侍。
It's not so that people can pay attention to you.
每一个人来服侍都是为主来服侍的。
So everyone who serves should be serving the Lord.
面对成功的时候呢?
When we face success,
成功当然有人可能会称赞你啊。
And then of course people will praise you.
这个不见得说是恭维啊, 也许是称赞。
And they just kind of want to praise you.
你既然成功了, 你也不要故意的谦虚啊。
And then you should not be kind of fake humble.
你做得好, 人家认可了, 对不对?
And of course you did it well, then of course people would validate that.
但是关键是说不是荣耀自己啊。
But the key is that not to glorify yourself.
我们真心的知道说如果不是神的恩典的话, 我什么都不能够做的。
We truly should know that if it's not because of the grace of God, that we cannot do anything.
所以把这个的荣耀归给神。
We should give glory back to God.
那最后一个, 当我们面对敌人的时候怎么办?
And then lastly, what should we do when we face with enemies?
这个敌人不是说打仗的时候在前线的那个敌人。
It's not those enemies on the front line.
可能在人际关系的时候, 有人讨厌你, 有人不喜欢你, 或者说有人甚至想要陷害你。
And then interpersonal relationship, somebody may not like you, they may attack you, they just want to do something bad to you.
他会长期的攻击你。
In the long term, they will attack you.
那你没办法喜欢他。
You cannot really like that person.
但你仍然是吧, 不要咒诅这个人。
But you should not curse.
也不要寻求一种报复的行为。
And not revenge.
为他祷告。
Pray for him.
Yeah. 好了, 我们例子也讲完了。
Now we have finished our message.
最后一个简单的结论。
A very simple conclusion.
还记不记得基督徒的特征?
Do you remember the characteristics?
现在记得了吗?
Do you remember?
你把眼睛闭起来。
Close your eyes.
回答一下, 第一个是什么?
What is the first one?
认罪悔改, 第二呢? 更新生命, 第三个什么? 在基督里, 你已经抓着了, 那是不是要活出来了?
And you can live it out.
基督徒属灵生命最大的危机并不是犯罪,
the biggest crisis of a Christian's spiritual life is not sinning,
而是失去了与主亲近的关系, 以及活出向主的生命。
It's really lose a close relationship with the Lord and live out his life.
所以我们真正的最大的危机是 清净组跟学相组这个两个部分没有好好的活出来。
And so the feeling is not to the crisis is not to live out being close to him and to be learned to be like him.
所以现在抓到了吗？抓到了哈，清净组、学相组。
To be close to him and learn to be like him.
所以我们要采取行动的一个方针。
This is the key of what the actions that we need to take.
最后我们来再次的领受主耶稣基督给我们讲的话。
And finally, let's listen to Jesus' words.
约翰福音，我们又回到约翰福音第六章的37到40节。
John 6:37-40.
凡父所赐给我的人，必到我这里来。
As I told you, you have all that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive away.
到我这里来的，我总不丢弃他。 因为我从天上降下来，不是要按自己的意思行，乃是要按那差我来者的意思行。For
I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me.
差我来者的意思就是他所赐给我的，叫我一个也不失落，在末日叫他，却叫他复活。And
this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all that he has given me, but raise them up at the last day.
因为我父的意思是叫一切见子而信的人得永生，并且在末日我要叫他复活。For
my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day.
我亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
如果我们真的是属主的门徒的话
，If we truly belong to Christ，
耶稣基督已经清清楚楚、明白白地告诉我们。
Jesus has clearly told us.
他不会丢弃我们,
he will not give us up.
他也不会一个都不会失落的,
he will not lose any of us.
这是带有应许的主耶稣基督告诉你我的话。
That is the words that with promise that Jesus told us.
那我们最重要的关键是说, 我们是不是真正活出基督徒的特征出来。
The key is whether we live out the characteristics of a Christian.
让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主耶稣基督, 我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
用一个特别复杂的，好像一个神学的理论来推导。And
then that was kind of some kind of complex theology here.
我们很清楚地从约翰福音里面知道主你自己的一切的行为跟计划。And
so that through the Gospel of John, we know clearly the plan of our Lord Jesus.
你更是勉励说，主你主动地来关怀、来照顾，使所有属主的门徒一个个都不会失落。
So that you proactively come and save and keep every single one who belongs to you, so none will be lost.
你更告诉我们说，基督徒的特征是认罪悔改、更新生命，在基督里。
And you have told us that the key of a Christian is that we confess and repent, and then we have lived out the life of Jesus.
求主来帮助我们。May
God help us.
帮助我们每一天来学习怎么与主亲近。
To learn how to be close to you every day.
帮助我们每一天能够 活在越来越像主耶稣基督的样式，
so that every day will be more like our Lord Jesus.
使得每一个人看到我们都说，哦，他是属主的基督徒。
So that everyone who looks at that will see that, oh, so he belongs to Christ.
以我们的生命去影响世人的生命。
So that our life would impact others.
将主你自己的荣耀能够彰显。
To manifest the glory of the Lord.
我们以上的感恩祷告祈求是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Our prayer is in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. And I will have a response song.